The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back in. Before the break, we were talking with Nate. He was the second caller to call in and weigh in on this issue of whether Ohio State students who protested the Israel-Hamas war with chance of the Zionists have got to go last week, whether they should be disciplined. And both callers said yes. Right now, it's 82.2 to 17.8. You believe yes, they should be disciplined. And then the next natural question is, well, what should the discipline be? So I just threw darts blindfolded here, picked an article. High schoolers suspended after misgendering teacher, California parents say. This is from July of last year, Glendale, California. Parents claim two Southern California high school students were suspended and required to undergo restorative justice discipline after misgendering a teacher. So the email that was posted on X when this went down lays out the punishment for the students. So they were to receive 5 days suspension, and then RJ is what they call it. Restorative justice would occur after the students fulfilled their suspensions. And restorative justice practices are used in school districts nationwide, according to the article. The goal is to reduce the use of expulsion and narrow racial disparities in disciplinary action. According to the University of San Diego, the practice has been criticized by parents in other California school districts who fear it does little to protect students. So 5 days for misgendering. I mean, guess the reverse of that is if I were a science teacher, I would say I think that the teacher should be suspended for, trying to act and live against the laws and facts of science. I would be perturbed if I were in the science department at that school. So I don't know. What say you? If these students at Ohio State are to be punished, what should the punishment be? Give me a call, 844-TALK-989-844-825-5989. You can weigh in on that. We'll keep that as an overarching theme. You can call in for the rest of the show today and let me know what you're thinking. But we're gonna pivot over right now to this. I don't know if you saw this yesterday, but First Energy, you remember First Energy, that's the company, Akron-based First Energy, that was involved in Ohio's largest bribery scheme. Essentially, they were awarded a $1 billion bailout and spent about $61 million to get that bailout. They spent the money on politicians. That's what the feds allege. That's what Larry Householder and Matt Borges are serving time for. Essentially, they were bribed to create legislation, pass it, and try to stand behind it to benefit this business. Now, 2 weeks ago, we saw Cleveland.com's Jake Zuckerman, formerly of the Ohio Capital Journal, break a story about John Husted. And in case you're not tracking, the Ohio Capital Journal, I believe the USA Today, Ohio Bureau, and maybe one other outlet, they have continuously tried to pull records in this First Energy bribery scheme case. And a couple of weeks ago, the aha was, well, John Husted had $1 million earmarked for his campaign. You'll remember in 2018, he was running for governor by himself. And then he and Mike DeWine met, made an agreement, and he ran as DeWine's lieutenant governor. But prior to that, he was running for governor. And The article alleged that $1 million had been earmarked for Husted, who has a long-standing relationship with First Energy, and that it was going to come from a dark money group. That's the phrase that the progressive Pravda Press loves to use. Dark money. We'll talk about that in just a second, and why it's kind of hyperbolic, or maybe even, I don't know, hypocritical, I guess is the word I'm looking for. But nonetheless, I have not seen proof that Husted got $1 million. He got about $200,000 and change. But that was reported in 2018 by another Cleveland.com writer. But here it is now rearing its head again in 2024. So last night, the report that published was First Energy paid $300,000 to a nonprofit tied to Ohio Senate President Matt Huffman. Now, I will let you know that the goal is to have Matt Huffman on the Windsor Report Friday of this week. And we'll talk to him about this, but I'm going to unpack what this report says right now, and we'll continue our coverage later in the week. But the report reads that at the height of its sweeping statehouse bribery scheme, First Energy secretly paid $300,000 over five checks to a dark money nonprofit, its lobbyist explicitly associated with now Senate President Matt Huffman, new records show. So I'm going to stop there. Okay, you're probably tired of me saying this, but you don't pass go, you don't collect $200 when you violate some common sense things here. And Jake Zuckerman, listen, buddy. Dark money groups are inherently secret. That's why they exist. 501c4s give anonymity to donors and to groups that they pay. That is the tax ID or tax structure benefit of a 501c4. It is a legal entity. So when you say, and you use words like First Energy secretly paid $300,000. Okay. Hey, Jake, did you tell people that the Ohio Capital Journal is funded by dark money groups that secretly paid to seed that organization? And the same dark money network is the same dark money network that opposed a 60% threshold to amend the Constitution last year. They're the same actors who were in favor of radical issue one that allows abortion to birth for matters of convenience, that opens the door for minors to be able to abort and get puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and cut off body parts, sometimes without parental involvement or consent. Did you report on that? You didn't. So I hear you. Yes, 501c4s are dark money groups and they're secret. Come on, man. If you're going to be about it, be about it. If you're going to be opposed to it, then shine a light on all of it, not just the political adversaries. By the way, the Ohio Capital Journal is at least – previously, they profess to be progressive, so they don't necessarily hide that fact. But if you are a left-leaning progressive outlet and you're going to shine the light on Republican office holders for receiving money from 501c4s, which is legal, shouldn't you also tell your readers, hey, by the way, we're funded by Democrats? I digress. In May 2019, a 501c4 nonprofit, First Energy, funded and controlled, wrote the first of its checks to a fellow dark money group called Liberty Ohio, a group First Energy lobbyist Ty Pine referred to in an email as the Huffman C4. Dark money nonprofits can raise limitless amounts of money without disclosing their contributors. At the time, Huffman was a state senator, understood to be the next in line to ascend to his current role as Senate president, one of the most powerful jobs in state politics. Now, Huffman is a Republican from Lima. He's never been implicated in what has turned into a sprawling bribery scandal, the report reads. But newly released records show First Energy organizing secret payments to benefit him politically, just as they do with Governor Mike DeWine, Lieutenant Governor John Husted, the beneficiaries of about $4.3 million in documented First Energy money across multiple similar groups. Neither DeWine nor Husted has been accused of criminal or civil wrongdoing either. This would be a great point for the writer to say, by the way, the guy who is charged, has been found guilty, and is serving time for orchestrating this entire thing was House Speaker Larry Householder, who, by the way, was also elected by Democrats to the speakership. So Democrat support got him there. Democrats also supported House Bill 6. I'm curious, do you think any money from First Energy found its way to Democrats? Do you think that that has been reported? We're going to look into that. We'll ask Matt Huffman about it, too. We'll finish this story on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. The final segment of the Tuesday edition of the Bruce Hooley Show is up next on 98.9 FM, The Answer. I'm Jack Windsor, filling in for Bruce Hooley. Stay tuned. Phone lines are open, 844-TALK-989 if you want to weigh in, 844-825-5989. Rounding third and heading home. Welcome back to the final segment of the Bruce Hooley Show today, Tuesday edition. I'm Jack Windsor, filling in for Bruce, editor-in-chief of the Ohio Press Network. You can read our stuff at theohiopressnetwork.com. By the way, if you're not a subscriber there, please do so. We work really hard to bring you a pulse on the people, politics, and policies in the Buckeye State and around the country that you're not going to get from progressive left-leaning outlets. That's important. You have kids to raise. You have things to look after, jobs to work, communities to serve. And you need to know that you're getting the truth, and we bring you that. So subscribe today at theohiopressnetwork.com. When we went to break, Jeff came in and said, hey, Nate, our last caller, had a final point, and unfortunately I disconnected the call before he was able to make it. And in essence, Nate is saying the anti-Semitism is an issue, and I agree with that. And he asks two questions. Where's Governor Mike DeWine, and where's the mayor of Columbus? Well, I'll answer number one first. Where's Governor Mike DeWine? Mike DeWine is tepid at best, probably feckless. This is a guy who vetoed House Bill 68 that would protect kids from dangerous drugs and cutting off healthy body parts. He's also the guy who governed more like Gretchen Whitmer and Gavin Newsom than he did Ron DeSantis. Mike DeWine is not a bold leader. Mike DeWine is weak. Mike DeWine is immoderate. And if you remember during 2020, Mike DeWine's actually the guy. This is the crazy part. Senator Andrew Brenner, his wife, posted something on social media back then and likened Amy Acton to Germans and their government overreach and how they used the public health apparatus to gain control over the population. DeWine had a hissy. Now, I'm not saying the comments were right, wrong, or indifferent. I'm saying the governor stood up in the middle of a press conference and reprimanded Senator Brenner, essentially his wife, and then Senator Brenner, and said, this has no place. This has no – where are you now, Governor? Where are you today? Where are you as students around the country chant death to America, and as students chant the Zionists have got to go from the Ohio State University, which is a publicly funded institution? Where are you? You know, Ohio needs bold leadership. And I hope that we're starting to sense that right now in 2024. This state is 73% controlled by Republicans. It has the trifecta. Every branch is controlled by Republicans. Do we act like it? No, we do not. We spend money like drunken Democrat sailors. Our budget is massive. Our population is not growing. We haven't added any real jobs for 20 years. Because we lack bold leadership. Do you think Ron DeSantis would put up with this garbage? No. Not rhetorical question. Real question. He would not. Where's Governor Mike DeWine? Oh, shucks. He's being benevolent grandpa trying to control everything and everybody and implement more of the nanny state. Get out of here with that weak crap, Mike. It's disgusting. Stand up. Be bold. Lead. Where's Andrew Ginther on this? Well, he's a socialist, so of course he's going to support it. Why? Let me read you this. Freedom Road Socialist Organization plans to disrupt DNC convention in August. The Free Press reports, have you heard that the Democratic National Convention is coming to Chicago? Joe Ios Baker asks the crowd, are we going to let them come here without a protest? This is Chicago. We've got to give them a 1968 kind of welcome. In 1968, the Democratic Convention in Chicago was a bloodbath. Uh-oh, there's the word, bloodbath. Should be the bloodbath is at the border, Biden's border bloodbath. With 600 arrests in one street battle that was broadcast all over the world, and the group that met here there last Saturday in the local headquarters of the Teamsters Union wants to repeat history when Joe Biden is named the presidential nominee at the DNC this August. By the way, reminder, they set the convention after the date by which their certified candidate is supposed to be submitted to the Ohio Secretary of State. I'm sure Bruce has talked about that a lot on this show. They oppose the president they call, quote, genocide Joe, end quote, for backing Israel in its war against Hamas. Over a single day, the March on DNC 2024 conference gathered 75 organizations to discuss how they plan to disrupt the convention. There it is. So we talked about these antagonists being on campuses throughout the country. They're not going to show up at the DNC. Why? Because George Soros wants it that way. And it's going to be great fodder for the press. And it's going to create and extend the news cycle that there's a genocide going on, that the Israelis are killing the Palestinians in a way that equates to genocide. They are not. That is a lie. And it's disgusting. But when you ask, Nate, great question, fair question, where is the mayor of Columbus, Andrew Ginther? Well, he belongs to a party that is owned by radicals. He belongs to a party that is marching to the beat of a very small segment of the United States population that has a reign of terror grip on the party. He's not going to step out of line. He's not going to do anything to go against that narrative. And if he has, and I'm corrected, please send me the evidence and I will apologize and figure out if he's, you know, taking advantage of issue two passage, because I think he'd have to be high to do that, because he's not anyone that is in lockstep with anything conservative or wise. Sorry, not sorry. So great question. Great question, Nate. Where is Governor Mike DeWine? Where is Mayor Andrew Ginther as it relates to all this garbage going on at The Ohio State University? I would even ask, where is The Ohio State University? I hear you. It's nice. It's nice to be a keyboard warrior and put out a statement on X. Under the prior president, Karen, was it Karen? Karen Johnson, is that right? I think that's right. She'd have been out there marching with him. So kudos for at least making the statement. Now back it up with some substance, because if you don't, you've done zero. You've done nothing. Speaking of doing nothing, Trump leads Biden in several major categories just over 6 months from election. The Daily Wire reports that President Joe Biden is suffering erosion on a number of critical fronts in polling that pits him against former President Donald Trump. National political correspondent Steve Kornacki said during an appearance on Meet the Press, Kornacki used an interactive screen to discuss with host Kristen Welker NBC's survey in April, which showed Trump performing better than Biden across several categories with a little more than half a year until the November presidential election. Kornacki said these findings are troubling for the Biden campaign as they show the erosion of public confidence on a number of critical fronts. RNC Research NBC poll, which candidate is better, handling a crisis, Trump plus four. Strong record as president, Trump plus seven. Competent and effective, Trump plus nine. Necessary mental and physical health, Trump plus 19. Dealing with inflation and the cost of living, Trump plus 22. Yet, we still have all this chaos going on. At some point, maybe Joe Biden could secure the border and stand up against bullies. It ain't going to happen. He's going to lose the White House.
three-star general, Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.